Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills football coach Bill Burns. As the Bulldogs played a late one last night, taking on Central Springs at home for the first time. 41-30 was the final score, with Central Springs coming out on top. Coach, just a lot of different variables going on in the game. You guys knew coming in probably that it was going to be warm, and then you guys have a little bit of a delay as well. So just take me through the game and from your perspective.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It just kind of seems like the last couple of years, it's hard to get through one of these first couple of games without having a weather situation, you know. So I tell you, that's one of the things that I dislike the most. So, yeah, you know, we got out to a start there, and it was extremely humid. And, you know, that took a little bit of toll on some of our guys early. But, you know, we came out and Central Springs had a big pass play on their first series and went up 7-0. But then, you know, we came right back and Brady Hansen had a 76-yard touchdown run and we went for two and got it and we're up 8-7. You know, so the first half was kind of back and forth, you know, and just, you know, kind of what's been our issue here the last year and a couple games is, you know, defensively we have a tough time getting stops. And, you know, we had trimmed their lead to 21-16. And I believe Central Springs was able to get the ball with 2 minutes to go. And, you know, and obviously we talked about not giving them anything, you know, right before half. But, you know, they were able to drive the ball mainly through the air. And they converted at least 1 4th and 10. Pass over the middle, which was, you know, a good play by them, and then a couple other critical pass plays on that drive, and you know, they were able to score with like 30 seconds to go before half. So that, you know, that was just tough. I think on us, we're down 27-16 going to half. We come out for half, we have the ball a couple plays, and then there's lightning. So yeah, we sat till 10:30. We started again at 10:30, and you know, at that point, you know, offensively we were doing some really good things. You know, we were moving the ball very well on the ground. We did lose Brady Hansen right before half to an ankle, so he was out the second half, obviously, which hurts us. You know, we were able to do some good things offensively. We kept fighting back and trying to trim that lead down, but you know, once again, we just couldn't get a defensive stop, and we had a little bit of an unfortunate situation. We had Alex Maness had about a 45-yard touchdown run that was called back on an inadvertent whistle, you know, and that's just a tough thing. There's nothing you can do about it, but that would have made things interesting as we got down towards the end of that fourth quarter. But so, you know, once again, give credit to Central Springs. You know, they kept getting after us offensively. But, you know, our kids played hard in some tough conditions. We had to have some kids step up with kids that were, you know, not feeling good or hurt. So, you know, tough loss for us. But, you know, we'll just keep moving ahead.
And, Coach, talk about, I mean, obviously you didn't want to have the weather delay, and it's unfortunate it happens, but with it last year, I mean, you have a little experience with it, so obviously the kids, you know, came back out after it, and they, you know, they knew how to respond after. So
yeah, and it's, you can only keep them, you know, kind of occupied for so long. I mean, you know, we have a nice place to go there and sit down inside and that type of thing, but you know, once half hour turns into 45 minutes and an hour, about an hour and a half, it's tough. But yeah, I thought we came out and we were fine. We put together a drive there and we got down to about their 20 right away, but turned it over on downs. But yeah, especially younger kids, you know, that you got dressed, it's a little bit harder for them to stay focused. But you know, I thought we handled it well. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. You just kind of got to sit and wait. And, you know, the tough thing is, and we all understand safety is a priority of it, you know, with modern technology now things like that when the lightning strikes or 25 miles away, and then, you know, you still can't get out there. So it's a little frustrating, but it's all in the aspects of safety.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about you guys playing at home for the first time. How was the crowd? How was the atmosphere? And I'm sure the feel around school all week was exciting, knowing that there was football at home in Lake Mills this week.
Yeah, it was good. It was parents' night, you know, for the football team. So we did that beforehand, which is always nice. I believe the band did their parents' night at halftime as well. You know, so, yeah, it was good. Everybody's excited. And you know, I'd like to think that there was some kids that stayed around, you know, till the very end. I think about 11:35 when we finished. So that was good. You know, it was a little weird, though, you know, coming out and trying to play. And it was pretty quiet because there wasn't that many people in the stands on either side at that time of night. So that was kind of different. But, yeah, it was a good feel. And you know, it's small-town football on Friday night across our state, obviously. And, you know, a lot of people look forward to that. So, you know, we just got to keep working, you know. Our roster's a little thin this year, and then with some injuries, we still don't have Logan Bacon back. And, you know, we probably won't have Logan back again for at least another week. So, you know, we got some situations here that we got to work out with our injuries here. But, you know, we ran for 366 yards last night. So, you know, we're real pleased with the running game. But, you know, we got to start playing a complete game in all phases. So now we are really pleased with that running game, but like I said, we just got to get some other areas cleaned up and keep working hard.
Coach, next week you guys will host the number one team in Class A as West Hancock will come to town. What are you expecting out of the Eagles, and how do you guys find a win over a good football team next week?
That's a great question. It's you know, they don't do anything fancy. They run their wing tee offense for the most part. They'll go to a little shotgun now with Mitchell Smith back there, but they just execute what they do extremely well. You know, for a Class A program, they got a lot of kids out, and you know what they do very well. Big, strong kids. So, yep, obviously it'll be a huge challenge for us. That's a game on our schedule, and it's a first district game. So, you know, obviously we got to try and take away their running game. You know, they love to establish their fullback, and then they run their traps outside and that type of thing. And, you know, I think with Mitchell Smith last year somewhat, and then this year, I think they like to get him throwing the ball a little bit, get him out in space too. So, yep, big challenge, huge challenge for us. So, you know, like I said, we'll prepare the best we can.
Coach, I want to thank you for taking some time with us this morning. We really appreciate it, talking a little Bulldog football. Wish you the best of luck against West Hancock next week, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
All right, Darren, thank you.
That was Lake Mills head football coach Bill Burns.